Once we recognize this problem, I believe it will provide our most helpful clue to illuminating the way forward in reclaiming the biblical story. The problem is this. Where is Earth? Earth is seen in this story as somewhere we live now, but that is irrelevant to our future home. Right now I live on Earth. One day God will send me up to heaven or down to hell. Earth is here today, gone tomorrow. Nowhere in our future picture with God. The gospel, in contrast, declares that God's purpose in Christ is to reunite heaven and earth, to reconcile creation to himself, to make our broken-down old world new as our eternal home with him forever. The absence of Earth's future in the problematic story leads to a glaring distortion that should alert us to something being seriously wrong. Heaven and hell are treated as two co-equal counterparts competing for my eternal destiny, one the yin to the other's yang, one the good to the other's co-powerful bad, two sides of the same metaphysical coin. Why is this problematic? Here is an illuminating experiment you can do to find out. 1. Go to www.biblegateway.com, an online Bible website, and type Heaven Hell into the search feature. 2. Select New International Version, a reliable popular translation, and hit Search to see how many verses show up. The results will show you how many times the words heaven and hell appear together within the same verse. The answer? 0. There are no verses where heaven and hell appear together as counterparts in the same verse. Nowhere. Not in the Old Testament, not in the New Testament. Nowhere from Genesis to Revelation. Heaven shows up in Scripture, and hell shows up in Scripture, and they certainly bear a relation to one another. But they do not show up in the same places. This is shocking given how prominently we use language like this in modern times. Both in our churches and in our culture at large, we talk about heaven and hell as if they are two co-equal counterparts competing for our eternal destiny. And we assume this is the way the Bible talks about them too. But this is simply not the way it talks about them. The Bible has a different way of framing their relationship. So if heaven's primary counterpart is not hell in the biblical story, then what is it? We can use another version of the same experiment to find out. 1. In the search feature, type in Heaven Earth. 2. Hit Search and see how many verses show up. The answer? You will find around 200 verses where heaven and earth appear together. These 200 or so verses are not clustered in one particular place. They are spread everywhere throughout the Old and New Testaments, showing up all over the place between Genesis and Revelation. The point? Heaven's primary counterpart in the gospel story is not hell, it is earth. Heaven and earth are threaded throughout the